And now to Detroit, a city recovering from an economic downturn, but a city also known for and proud of its music. But today we're not talking about Motown. Techno and electronic dance music was born and raised, believe it or not, in Detroit. Techno was created in the early 1980s by artists like Juan Atkins, Kevin Saunderson, and Derek May. It was an underground scene in the Motor City, but a few years later, Europe got wind of the music, and it became mainstream overseas. Today, techno music is still more popular in places like London and Berlin than it is in Detroit. But as Emily Fox from Here and Now contributor Michigan Radio reports, that might be changing.
I'm bringing in certain parts of a song I made.
When Detroit techno artist Kevin Reynolds performed in London for the first time, he says he got stopped on the subway by a stranger.
You know, a guy grabbed me. He's like, you know, you're Kevin Reynolds. And I'm like, yeah, are you the police?
Reynolds says that would never happen in his hometown, Detroit.
Because at home, you know, I'm just a regular guy.
Like a lot of Detroit techno artists, Reynolds still lives in the city, but in order to make a living, he has to travel to Europe or Tokyo to perform every other month or so. Overseas, he plays shows for thousands of people.
Here in Detroit, you know, I play for maybe, you know, 50 people, 100 people, if I'm, you know, maybe a couple hundred if I'm lucky.
But that might be starting to change.
My name is Dimitri Hegemann. I come from Germany. I'm based in Berlin.
And Hegemann is the owner of one of the first electronic dance clubs in Berlin. He wants to bring the scene back to the hometown of techno, Detroit. And for a venue, he has his eye on the abandoned Fisher Body Plant, which supplied the car industry for more than half a century.
It looks magic, you know. You come in and you feel immediately, you know, when the walls start to talk to you, you know, and it's all this energy is still there.
Hegemann is ambitious. Not only does he want an electronic dance club in the Fisher Body Plant, he also wants a hostel, a pop-up restaurant, and other spaces that could be used for art exhibits, dance, even opera.
I think people would come from all over the world to see that, what's happening. And this is what Detroit needs.
Hegemann loves Detroit. He says it reminds him of what Berlin looked like when the wall came down. Lots of space, big open vacant buildings with so much history and potential to become something completely different. But Detroit and Berlin have their differences. The German capital gets a ton of funding to support the arts. It's also easier to use old buildings there. If you want to open up a creative space in a vacant building and the city doesn't know who owns it, they'll let you use it until the owner is tracked down. And Berlin doesn't have a curfew. Electronic clubs start hopping around 1 a.m. Friday and don't stop until Monday morning. There may be a litmus test for Hegemann's scheme to bring techno music back to Detroit. A less ambitious club recently opened up in Detroit's Midtown. Amir Deza is the owner of Populux.
And this is really what it's about, bringing the freshest, the newest sound and newest artist to the market.
When I went to the club on a Friday night, by 10:30, there were only about 30 to 50 people there and no one was dancing. So I asked Deza how business was going so far.
It's good. I mean, you know, we could always be better. <You know? laughs> But listen, I have confidence enough to say this is going to be a great place. You know, it takes a while to build a business, you know.
In the meantime, Detroit techno artists like Kevin Reynolds will have to keep traveling overseas to find enough work to keep them employed. But as Reynolds says, there's just something about Detroit that keeps this city his home base.
I don't know what it is. There's something in the air, there's something in the water, there's something in the ground, there's something that's, there's an energy here. That struggle of living in Detroit, you know, I like that struggle.
Ready, one, two, three, four.
For Here and Now, I'm Emily Fox in Detroit.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Peter O'Dowd, in for Robin Young.
And I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.